guided meditation instructions with Lama Rad?
I'll just lead a practice really quickly.
Okay.
So as always, we want to sit in a way that's comfortable. In a chair, on a cushion, you can also stand, you can lie down as well. So it's just important that we're comfortable right now in our bodies. And then bringing our attention to our heart centers. And you can actually just place your hand on your heart center and just having a physical connection to the heart. So allowing our attention to be grounded in our fingertips, the fingertips against the chest, feeling that connection. And once you feel grounded, you can put your hands down, whatever feels comfortable for you. But within the chest, giving rise to this experience that there's a hollowness, there's an openness within the chest itself. And you can imagine that emptiness, that openness is a tiny ball. And then over the course of a few breaths, that tiny ball begins to get larger and larger, until it's filling the entire chest and filling that openness in the heart center. The kind of openness that may feel really, really impossible to feel of. So as we generate this feeling of openness, spaciousness in the chest, in the heart center, giving rise to or remembering or evoking this feeling of anger for you, this experience of anger. Maybe you feel angry right now, or maybe you can remember, reflect on a time when you were angry and experiencing anger. And in front of you, just visualize this anger being personified as you. So a reflection of you in a state of anger. So what does that feel like? What does this person look like? Or what does this person as a reflection of you look like, lost in their own anger? So sensing this person in front of you. And imagine that this anger begins to actually rise from the body like wisps of smoke, of light smoke. Our mist of anger. And just imagine that you're inhaling that mist of anger, and it's being inhaled and dropped right down into the openness, the spaciousness of the heart center. And you're not being filled up, but it's just simply going into the spaciousness. As it moves and is dropped into the spaciousness, it begins to be clarified and purified. And imagine that you begin to breathe out, you begin to exhale a sense of light. So this experience of lightness, of peace, of calm. Maintaining the spaciousness in the heart center. The feeling that no matter how much of this anger you inhale, you will never be filled up. That everything that's taken into the heart center is purified. And everything you breathe out is nothing but peace, relaxation. And as you're completing this practice, just begin to make aspirations that all beings may be liberated from the suffering of anger. And then begin to dissolve the person in front of you. And dissolve that person back into your heart center where the last remaining wisps of anger is purified. And then breathe out one last time a sense of deep calm, deep well-being, happiness and joy for all beings. All right, and then by the end of that practice, you should be enlightened.
I'm there.
There are a million ways to do Tonglen, like so many ways. So I just encourage people to figure out what works best for them. Every tradition, every lineage does it differently. But that's a really basic thing that I do sometimes when I'm just like, I feel myself running away with it, you know? So I just kind of breathe it in. And in my mind, sometimes I imagine myself leaning into the experience of anger, you know, and locating that in my body as well. So, I always do it differently depending on the situation. But that's the basic, that's the hard practice that I do, the basic practice, so.
That was awesome. Yeah. I love the space. The heart space.